Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Climate scientist and weather analyst Cathal Nolan is with us again. Good morning again, Cathal.
A very good morning, Jonathan.
It is cold, and almost paradoxically, tonight is going to be the coldest night. We here in the south, we had a bit of rain for the last few days. Temperatures warmed up ever so slightly, a bit of a wind chill, but it's actually going to get really cold again everywhere tonight.
It certainly is. Well, I suppose we're really into the depths of this particular cold spell at the moment now, and tonight certainly will be the coldest night of the current cold spell across the country. As you said, with temperatures last night down as low as -7, -8 degrees Celsius in some of the official Met Eireann weather stations. In some other rural parts, possibly got a degree or so lower again than that. Tonight, across many parts of the country, it's likely that temperatures, certainly for parts of the Midlands, parts of the Midwest, as you previously mentioned, about Attenborough, areas like this, maybe Mount Dillon and Roscommon, those areas are likely to get down to potentially as low as -9, maybe even touching -10 degrees Celsius in one or two parts. Pretty unusual in the context of Irish meteorology to get temperatures down quite that low. So certainly it will be an exceptionally cold night right across the country.
It's all to do with the upper air temperatures, isn't it? We've got really cold air that is penetrating from the Arctic and from the east right now.
Well, certainly the air mass that we've seen at the moment is penetrating right down from Arctic origins. And with that, certainly, it is lowering the temperature sufficiently. We're at this particular time of the year as well, where we just have a lack of distinct sunlight during the day to warm those temperatures back up. So we're seeing temperatures, even by day, struggling to get above freezing in some parts, especially where we see patches maybe of dense freezing fog as well. Temperatures here staying around about -1, -2 degrees Celsius, just above maybe in other parts where we're seeing some of the sunny spells breaking through. But yes, absolutely, the upper air temperatures are having a significant impact. And again, tonight, that radiative cooling will bring the temperatures right back down to, as we said, possibly -10 in some parts.
What causes the difference in the frost, Cathal? Because there are some times when you will have -1, -2 and it'll be a whiteout and everything will be covered in these wonderful icicles, little tiny icicles on the car. And then you'll have the same temperature the following night and there'll be nothing on the grass, but there will be icy patches. What causes the difference?
There's subtle variations, I suppose, in terms of the different frosts and what can lead to the formation of, I suppose, the ice crystals that we see associated with frosts. One of the obviously biggest reasons behind that is down to the humidity levels within the air. So lower humidity means that it's essentially drier air. So it takes, let's say, longer for the ice crystals to actually develop and form. As you said, sometimes we have maybe temperatures -1, -2, but we might have humidity levels up around 90-100% in some parts. Whereas with this particular cold spell, in some areas it's been particularly dry. The air is actually quite dry. It's more of a continental almost air mass as opposed to, let's say, more maritime, let's say, than we would typically be accustomed to. So with that, we've seen, I suppose, in some areas these ice crystals form particularly slow, so we don't see this like thick white covering that you talk about. Whereas in other parts, if you're more closely, I suppose, around coastal areas, or if you have, let's say, just increased humidity, you can see those ice crystals forming much larger and giving you that thick white coating. And as well, it depends maybe upon the wind speed too. Less winds means it's easier for the ice crystals to form, or you have a little bit more of a breeze, they don't quite form as quick.
So we aren't expecting much in the way of precipitation though tonight, so it's going to be a largely dry event. Will there be any major change between now and the weekend when we are expecting things to warm up slightly?
Mostly dry for the next while. I suppose one or two wintry showers will drift into northern, northwestern coastal areas, and a slight risk again, maybe through parts of even into Dublin, maybe Wicklow, Wexford, if we get an onshore breeze there for a time. As we go in towards the weekend, what we're likely to see is expect the dry conditions to remain to hold true through Thursday, tomorrow, into Friday. We do see a bit of a change, or winds start to switch around to a westerly direction for a time on Friday. And with that, there is the risk of some snow across parts of maybe the far of North Connacht, let's say, and into parts of Ulster here, as we see a weak occluded front pushing in from the west. That may give snow there for a time. Generally dry across the rest of the country, dry up until for the first half of Saturday, but at that stage we see the temperature start to increase quite a bit as our winds switch around to a southwesterly direction. We draw in much warmer air, and then through Saturday evening, Saturday night, we see heavy rain push up across the country, but accompanied as well by pretty strong winds. We may see a weather warning or two issued with regards to some strong winds over the course of the weekend into Sunday too. Gales in coastal areas, especially along the southwest, south, and maybe southeastern coastal areas, but that's something to keep an eye on. That's the significant change that we see though.
I'll tie down the reindeer a bit stronger then. Okay, Cathal Nolan, weather analyst, climate scientist, thanks for that. Ronan Friel is the deputy team leader of the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team. Ronan, if there's ever going to be snow, it's up in the Wicklow Mountains. Have you been called out much?
Good morning, Jonathan. Yes, we have been called out a couple of times just on just aiding people getting off the hills that unfortunately got stuck.
Right, and are these people who kind of go up for the crack, or are they genuinely getting stuck in conditions they weren't expecting?
For the most part, a lot of places you can travel across the hills, but there, because of a lot of frequent snow tours, we're getting a lot of polished areas. So where the snow was passable in some cars, it's now either 4x4 or snow chains. So the areas that are so many cars traveling across it, it's become very polished. So it's become extremely icy because there's no thaw, and a lot of it, you'll just go around the bend and the car just has zero control. So some of these people are just going up for photographs or just going up to enjoy themselves and find themselves in the predicament.
So if you're piling the kids into the back of your standard front wheel drive car, you're going to get into bother and you're going to need help.
Yeah, I thoroughly advise against it. It's an unfortunate thing. You'll be going along and it will be fine, and all of a sudden it'll just be an area that is just ice. The snow is so compacted now, it has become ice up above. We've had multiple call-outs to a couple of certain areas that are like a golden spot for us to go up, and it can be very, very, very dangerous for any families going up there, or any vehicles going up there that isn't well equipped.
Okay, and just finally, the advice is obviously not to do it, because you guys are volunteers, so you're not getting paid for this. So every time you have to go out and rescue a carload of family, you have to go up and a family gets stuck up there, you're leaving your own cozy fire.
Yeah, no, we're all volunteers. We're all avid mountaineers, and we help everybody to go up into the hills. But we highly advise people to go up and use your sense and your own personal responsibility to know your limits. So we advise people to go to the hills, but know your limits to where to go, and take the advice on people that know what they're talking about.
Okay, very good. Ronan Friel, definitely somebody who knows what he's talking about, from the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.